When we speak of the nature versus the attributes of God, we need to make careful distinction that the attributes of God are those which flow from the nature of God. In other words, because God is, and the way that He is, we can experience Him as His creation in various ways. Because God is truth as His very core nature and essence, we know that He therefore will be truthful, that He will be just, that He will be honest with us in all that He says and does in relation to us, His creation. We are also told in John chapter 4 and verse 24 that God is spirit, and they that worship Him must worship Him in spirit and in truth. Because God is spirit, that is, because He is not bound by the three-dimensional physical world in which we live, because God is spirit at His very core essence, we know that God is also omnipresent. Now, omnipresent is simply a derivative of a Latin term which means the capacity to be in all places at all times. That does not mean that God is in all places at all times. God will not be found in hell at the judgment of all things, or Satan and those who have followed him will be cast. But God has the capacity. It is within His power, the ability of God, to be in all places at all times. And it was this concept that the Apostle Paul was trying to convey to those individuals in Athens when he was gathered together with the philosophers there at the Areopagus in Acts chapter 17, verses 22 and following. When Paul noticed that they were worshiping a statue entitled to the unknown God, and the Apostle Paul began to declare to them the God that Paul knew and these individuals needed to know. And he says, therefore, in verse 23 and following, "For as I was passing through and considering the objects of your worship, I even found an altar with this inscription, to the unknown God. Therefore, the one whom you worship without knowing him, I proclaim to you. God who made the world and everything in it, since he is Lord of heaven and earth, does not dwell in temples made with hands. Nor is he worshipped with men's hands as though he needed anything, since he gives to all life, breath, and all things. And he has made from one blood every nation of men to dwell on all the face of the earth, and has determined the preappointed times and boundaries of their dwellings, so that they should seek the Lord in the hope that they might grope for him and find him, though he is not far from each one of us." It is that concept that God is not far from each one of us that declares his omnipresence. He has no need of physical temples. Yes, the Jews were told to construct a physical temple in Jerusalem, but that was for their benefit, not for God's. That gave them an object to look to understand that God was there with them. But the Apostle Paul was telling these individuals there on the Areopagus Hill that God is not very far from each and every one of us. He is omnipresent. He has the capacity to be with each and every one of us at all times. It's how it is that he knows all things that we say and do and how it is that we act. God sees it. There was a song when I was a child that kind of scared me, to be quite honest, and it was the all-seeing eye watches you, watches you. Well, that concept of the omnipresence of God is also a great blessing. We know he sees us when we struggle. We know he sees us when we do righteously. We know he sees us when we stand up for the truth. We know that he sees us when we are acting as his children. Our God is omnipresent. He is with us. We have no need to fear because he is our God with us. I thank you for your time.